to the guest that I have in here, Chris Nile, who's come in. He's the director of public works for the city of Palmer. And he's here looking ready to share. Welcome, Chris.
Thank you.
I'm looking out there and I'm thinking it's roughly summer. And I know that there have been a number of projects. There's some big projects that your guys and girls mm-hmm. have to get involved with, and there are smaller ones as well. So why don't we take care of some of the big ones? What's the biggest project that you have this summer?
Biggest project for city. So we got multiple big projects going on. Some are state projects, which we've got some movement on those. Finally.
Okay.
But then city projects, which are kind of the ones that we're really responsible for, and we're kind of managing the wastewater treatment plant. So that has started. Roger Hickel Contracting got that won that contract.
Right.
They started digging about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, for the MBBR system that will go in.
Okay.
Out there.
When you throw that out. MBBR. Some people know that.
Moving bed biofilm reactor. So basically, that thing will replace our lagoon system out there.
Okay.
We will keep some of the lagoons online, but when the MBBR system is in and functioning, we plan on taking Lagoon 1 offline.
Oh.
So we will only have two lagoons out there as backup.
What's the biggest difference between having apparently is somewhat of a passive lagoon system and this new system?
Well, the MBBR itself will be more active, you just said. The mm-hmm. lagoons are passive. They, you know, as the material comes in and it works its way through the lagoon system, we have aeration out there to keep things moving around. We have, we call them bugs in there,
sure.
nitrifying bacteria, all that kind of stuff. That just works, you know, on all of the stuff that comes in, and by the time it makes its way through all three lagoons, takes it about 30 days on average. When anything comes into the lagoon system, is about 30 days before it hits our UV building, which is where it goes through some UV radiation type lighting,
mm-hmm.
and then it exits out into we call it the effluent, and it goes out into the Matanuska River.
Okay.
Where it goes off.
Somewhere.
So the MBBR is, I kind of think of it, this is just me.
Okay.
I kind of think of it as like, you know, the old kind of ice cream churn.
Right. I've got that image.
As stuff comes in through our headworks building, it goes into the MBBR. There's a big kind of mixing wand, I guess, if you will,
okay.
in there.
Okay.
And then our bacteria is, we'll have, it's called media, and it will grow the bacteria. And then based on our amount of projected inflow, we'll determine how much media we actually put in there.
Okay. Got it.
And the bugs grow on the media and do their job.
Wow.
So it's a much more active system as opposed to
the interesting thing is that there's some size to this. I'm guessing this isn't just 5 feet across. It's large.
No, this is a pretty big system, and I don't know the exact dimensions off the top of my head. But right now, the hole they're digging out there is probably about 3 stories deep.
3 stories deep. Okay, that gives some sense of things.
Yes.
Okay.
And so
when will that be finished and online, ready to do?
So by our consent decree, that the MBBR system itself is supposed to be up and operational by the end of July of next summer.
Okay.
So they will be working on that system pretty much all year until July of next year when it's supposed to be ready to go.
Now, the effluent will still be going into the river or will
yes.
it not? Yes. Okay. Okay.
Yep.
But it'll be a different quality of effluent.
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
Big thing is trying to get the ammonia level down for what's going out.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that in itself is a big project, and obviously, you have people. You have contractors. How does this might be interesting to people who are listening to what Public Works does? How do what role does Public Works play in that project, since you have contractors that are working, that are doing bunches of work?
So myself, Greg Wickham, my superintendent, and right. Alicia Anderson, my utilities foreman. Mm-hmm. Alicia is actually responsible for the lagoon system, the wastewater treatment plant itself. She runs that. She's got a crew that runs that for her, along with all the water stuff that we have in the city, all the water lines, all that. That's all her responsibility as the utilities foreman. So, but for us in, at Public Works and how we work within these projects, these big projects like this, we basically have oversight of kind of what's going on. So we have we've hired an engineer company that came in and has recommended what needs to go in there. They've worked with us, the city, and the EPA to come up with a solution for what we needed to do. They've helped us through the whole contracting and bidding process to get a company to supply the MBBR, a company to do the construction. And then they also have an engineer on the ground out there that's watching the actual construction itself.
Okay.
But we're out there, you know, pretty much all the time. We've got somebody out there that's kind of with the engineer on the ground that we've hired, and we're working with our construction company as well.
And you have to, as pointed out, you have to operate this thing once it's done. They go away.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Well, that's one big project. What's next?
So our next big project is the airport runway 1634 replacement. That project, Prue's Construction won that project. Mm-hmm. And we just gave them notice to proceed on that project yesterday. So I would expect they will be mobilizing here in the next couple of days, and we will probably see guys out there starting to stake out the first phase of that construction project here soon.
And I know I've talked to the airport superintendent about this. The image I have, knowing that planes land on runways and runways being replaced, has to be a kind of dance.
Yes. The airport superintendent, he's got the kind of the point, the lead on that.
Right.
We will have times where, you know, the runway might be down for a little bit. We might have them landing on the cross runway.
Okay.
But, you know, we'll have all the NOTAMs out and all that stuff to make sure people are aware of what's active and what's not.
So once this runway is done, from a standpoint of maintenance, because I know Public Works is involved in doing things like moving snow and other stuff, will this change your operation or having such a brand new smooth runway?
As far as snow removal, no.
Okay.
Snow still got to be removed.
Gotcha.
I see our biggest, relief in some of those requirements that we have out there maybe coming in the summer months with what we're doing off to the sides of the runway as far as mowing and stuff like that around lights.
Okay.
Around the edges of the runways and taxiways, stuff like that.
So. Okay. All right. So that's these are two very large projects, infrastructure projects, we like to say. Coming from those to some other things that you're thinking about.
Oh, boy. With. So we got a couple other smaller projects within the city that the Public Works is responsible for. We're replacing the heating system at the library. That should get started here by middle to the end of July. Take about 2 weeks to get that done, and then they'll have a full new upgraded heating system in there. Everybody's probably already seen as you're around downtown. We've got Dirtworks is ripping out some sidewalk curbing.
I noticed that.
And some driveways. We're trying to get ADA compliant with some of the areas around downtown. This is kind of a long-term project that we've got going on. We try to do a little chunks at a time as really grant money is available.
Okay.
And we got a pretty nice grant this year. So we're trying to get some of that done. They're about 60% done.
Yeah. I noticed that work and I'm aware that one of the important things is that even though you have a contractor doing it, am I correct in saying that you provide the oversight to ensure that the contractor is doing what
doing
they,
it right.
what
yes,
they
sir.
Said they were doing? So we, yes. they don't finish up and slip out of town and you look and say, oh,
that's not compliant.
God, that's not what we said.
Right. Yep. That's actually, Greg Wickham stays busy.
I noticed.
And he is, as he's out and about, he will stop in and kind of check and make sure everything's, oh, yep, that's the correct grade. That's, that everything is going in as it's supposed to. Yeah.
Okay. Now, let's go through if any other projects before we get to the rest of the story. Go ahead.
Okay. Another project that we're going to be starting here soon, the Bogard Water Line Extension that's headed out Bogard Road. Mm-hmm. We do need to put in a booster station a good ways out Bogard Road to get the water up because of elevation gain.
Sure.
So we are going to probably be putting out here in the next week or so to bid for preparation of the ground out there for that booster station.
Okay,
we don't have the money for the booster station itself. We don't necessarily yet have the need for it, but we want to go ahead because we have grant money available. Before that money goes away, we would like to get the ground prepared because we do see a need probably within the next year to 2 years.
Okay, so the line runs out. Is there stuff in the line?
There's not. There will be water in the line when we turn it on.
And you won't turn it on until you get the booster station.
Right.
So many people have probably misunderstood, knowing that a line was out there, mm-hmm. Assuming that if you put the line out, then it must be doing something. And right now, it's still in process mm-hmm. to be connected to places that would be serviced by that line.
Right. For example, Colony High School.
Sure.
If Colony High School decided, hey, we want to come in and be on the Palmer Water Service line, we need that booster station to be able to get water up to there.
Okay. So right now the line goes out there. The yes. actual connections yes. between the school and the line are not in existence.
No. We need to connect them in and then get that booster station up and it'd be no problem to get
over. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Next big project we got going on is repaving the City Hall parking lot, both front and back, and the driveway of Fire Station 3-1 there. The City Hall parking lot is in dire need of a...
particularly since right next door, the brand new building, the clinic's there with that beautiful parking lot.
Yes.
And you say, well, what's here? Before and after, what's this?
Right. So, yes, that is in the works. We'll hopefully have that out to bid here in the next couple of weeks and have that done by probably end of August, first part of September. Fire station, one of the problems is the driveway is kind of sloughed off a little bit from into the entrance of the actual fire station itself. So we got to do some reinforcement work under the pavement there to,
right.
to keep that from sinking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can. Right.
Just that the heavy equipment every time it comes out of
out there. With the range of different temperatures and all that we have right. had over the long years that it's been working.
Right.
Okay. Well,
let's see. Next one. This is kind of a not a big project, but one that's going to take a little bit of coordination between us and the FAA. The flight service station is in need of some upgrades, and also a new heating system. Right now, that the flight service station is on electric heat, so they have a pretty sizable heating bill, electric bill in the winter. So we're going to be putting in hydronic heat out there, as well as going through and putting in some FAA required upgrades.
So for people who may not be in the know, the flight service station is there, and we had someone who works in that flight service mm-hmm. station come in and talk about flight service station, but from a standpoint of ownership. The city owns that, and
yes.
the FAA leases it?
Is leasing it, yes.
Ah, okay.
So, and as part of the lease, there are requirements that the FAA has for the owner that there's got to be certain standards, and And so as the building owner, we've got to make sure that we're meeting those standards for them as part of the lease. So that's one of the things that we're doing. Now, the coordination comes in that once we have the lease, the new lease signed with them, they've agreed that they will go. There's asbestos in the building. The FAA has agreed to go ahead and do the abatement of that asbestos. So that's saving the city a good bit of money.
Okay.
But we want to try to minimize our impact on the flight service station working itself.
Sure.
So we got to just tie in with their asbestos abatement and get our guys in there as soon as possible after that to minimize the impact.
Okay.
Two other projects we got going.
All right.
We're looking at painting the Bailey Hill Reservoir.
Oh,
at some point at the end.
Has there been a design competition?
Not yet. No. We'll probably be doing that sometime in August.
Okay.
We're trying to do that internally.
Okay. Is it going to be painted just like one color, or is there going to be actually a design of some sort? Because I know other large tanks.
We've got several other nice reservoir tanks that have been painted with, you know, like the tree designs them.
Yeah.
So I know that we might be doing that.
Let me encourage that if I can in any way affect this, but say, that's just it. I don't know how much more it takes to do that.
Right.
It does take some,
right.
I'm sure. But I think of iconic examples of tanks. One that springs to my mind is Boston. The tanks in Boston, on Boston Harbor. And if you drive into Boston, they're huge. They're just there. They're visible. There's something about that being something other than a, you know, whatever, silver gray or white that is a lift.
Mm. So I think the big question is, do we want to leave Mark Twain on there, or is it Colonel Sanders, or is it Mark Sanders or Colonel Twain? I'm not sure.
Yeah, okay.
Do we want to leave him on there or not?
Okay. Well, I'm sure that you figure all that out.
Yes. and then another one we got is finishing the trail over here by the depot. Our trail comes down and just kind of ends there in the parking lot.
Yes, please.
So we're planning on finishing that trail along the east side of the depot there and bringing it down so you hit the crosswalk over to the library.
Yeah, that would be, of course, that whole nexus, if I can call it
is
that.
Just interesting.
I mean, every morning I walk across and I say, okay, what am I going to do? Fortunately, at 6:30 in the morning, there's usually almost no traffic.
Right.
And I can go the natural way across. If I come across the library parking lot, I almost come a diagonal across there.
Right.
Because none of those crosswalk, and then if you're on a bike, especially if you've had this beautiful ride along the bike trail,
and then it just ends.
Then you say, okay, where do I go? What do I do? So I'm happy to hear what you're saying there. That's cool.
Yeah. Okay. So that's kind of our projects that Public Works has kind of got either oversight or direct oversight doing.
Yeah, but there's more, because I see City of Palmer Public Works trucks, many of them yellow, some of them white, out there, and they are trailing things like lawnmowers.
Yes. So, we have our standard, you know, annual kind of stuff. I mean, our lawns crew is out every day.
Mm-hmm.
They've kind of got their rotation of things that just have to get mowed, cleaned, you know, edged, watered every day, and they've kind of got their rotation throughout the week.
Do you have any estimate about how much square footage or square wattage?
Oh, boy.
I mean, it seems to me there are obviously the areas around the depot and the downtown area right here is very, very clear. You have the library area and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But I suspect there are other little parks and places.
Sure,
and so on.
All the parks, most of the ball fields, soccer fields, all that stuff. As far as how many miles mowed, I'm not sure. A lot.
how about how many mowers do you have out there doing this?
Oh boy, we've got right now. I think we have five.
Five.
Okay. And we're looking at getting two more.
Oh, well, things grow, especially this year. Things are growing.
Yes.
Interestingly. So in addition to that, I realize that when we talk about public works, we see people out doing things, but you come from somewhere and you go home somewhere. Mm-hmm. Where actually is public works?
Oh, so we are located on South Bonanza, kind of in the other kind of commercial district over there before you get over to the commercial district off of the Springer system.
Okay, so where you're located is actually sort of in between MEA and MTA.
Yes.
Okay, you sit in between those two.
Yes.
Right there, and mm-hmm. that's where you have pretty much all of your shops and equipment mm-hmm. and fueling station, yes. et cetera, and all the rest of that. Are you located anywhere else other than there? Or do you have any little places other than that?
So
that...
we do have some stuff, and it's mostly airport stuff, but we do have some stuff over by the airport. There's a big red storage warehouse over there that we do have. We do operate some stuff out of there.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
We're
That's where
primarily you're... focused at our main shop there on Bonanza.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Now, I know you've mentioned that you had some ideas about, for example, adding some lawnmowers. Is there, and I know that from time to time I see, particularly in the winter and other times, there'll be large graders and so mm-hmm. on. So the city of Palmer does own some big equipment.
Yes.
Trucks and graders and so on. And then you also, depending upon the need, you do contracting, outsourcing contract mm-hmm. to bring mm-hmm. people in if you have a need when a heavy snow, et cetera.
Yes. Yes, so like we will hire a company to come help us do some of the smaller stuff, some of the parking lot stuff like that that we just can't get to because we're focused on, our major roads, the airport, getting traffic flowing as opposed to getting them parked.
Okay.
So,
and you mentioned some of the people that work for Public Works. I know I've heard these names. I've watched them over many, many years. You have an experienced crew of people.
Yes. Blessed to have a crew that I do, yes.
Yeah, because they can point to something and say, oh, yeah, that's this way or that's mm-hmm. that way. Mm-hmm. How many people work for Public Works?
We're around 18.
18? Wow. Yeah. Do a lot of work for 18 people.
Yes.
And in particular, because you have, I'm guessing that most people work a normal hour time frame, but because of the nature of things popping up at odd times, you have a lot of on call.
So sure, yeah. In the winter, my roads crew guys, they work odd hours. You know, it all depends on when it starts snowing. Mm-hmm. And then my sewer and water crew guys, they work their normal hours, but they may get called out in the middle of a night before whatever, a lift station starts an alarm and they got to go see what it is. Or somebody has a leak, not sure if it's on their side or our side. We just need to know. And so we'll go check it out.
Okay.
A couple people get called out on occasion.
So in comparison to some of those other people, you are relatively new. How about thinking and sharing something about now that you've been here for a bit?
A year.
Mm-hmm. 1 year.
One year.
Correct?
Yeah.
Right. So you've been through a seasonal change thing. Any comments about what surprised you most about this? You came into the job. You've obviously experienced in a variety of ways. But what was your biggest learning being here a year? There's no wrong answer.
That's correct. I would say one, I've learned a lot in the last 12 months on just how public works works.
Okay.
I still have a lot to learn. I'm grateful that I have a crew like I do, like, with Greg mm-hmm. there as my superintendent. He's been great in helping me, guiding me a little bit. It's one of those, he's got the experience. I know that. So I go to him all the time.
Okay.
And I hate to relate everything to the military, but that's my background. And, it's kind of that commander sure. sergeant major, first sergeant relationship where he's got the experience and I would be a fool not to go to him and ask.
Right. Exactly.
And get his input. I guess one of the biggest thing that I've learned is just really dealing with contracts and seeing how all that all function, in particular, the bigger contracts and when we're dealing with the state, different governmental agencies, it can get very tedious mm-hmm. In the process, but the process is there for a reason.
Sure.
So you kind of get moving on stuff and you want it to go quickly, but maybe the system's just not there to make it go quickly.
And I think that maybe that's important thing. Someone who has not been involved, it looks like there's a straight path, just do it this,
mm-hmm.
But there are implications
right.
for everything we do.
Everything.
And then you realize, oh, I have just.
Yep. Yeah. Overstepped or went around something that I
yeah.
didn't even know I was doing it.
Yeah. Sure. I liken it to, checking before you dig anywhere.
Yes.
You know, you say, oh, yeah, I'll just put this post right here. Yeah. Well.
Yep. Oh, that happens to be the state's right-of-way or the borough's right-of-way, and you need to check with them, and, oh, does the sign meet their yeah. requirements, not what you want it to be, and,
sure.
you know, yeah,
sure. yeah.
all kinds
okay.
of stuff like that.
Well, Chris, I have enjoyed today. I've learned some things. I always do when people come in. In the last minute or so that we have, do you have anything else you would like to share?
Two other big projects that the state is working.
Okay.
The Glen Highway project. Yes. That project, they are still working on some land acquisition, but they do plan to start that project next spring or summer.
Oh.
And the plan as of right now is to start in Palmer and work south. So that's good.
Oh,
as
wow,
opposed yeah. to starting in the south and working up and then maybe going, oh, we've got to stop because of whatever reason. So the plan right now is they will start in Palmer and work south. And hopefully that will start next spring, next summer.
So I have noticed driving down that highway, as maybe other listeners have, that there are some buildings that are boarded up and mm-hmm. others that are not.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm guessing that...
That's their acquisition process going through. And
you know, even a motel, relatively new mm-hmm. motel, that's going to be gone, I guess.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, that's just as the state's going through, getting their land acquisition complete, they're just kind of... marking stuff that for demolition or whatever. So,
right. Take that away.
So,
okay. That's
yep.
Project one.
The second one, which I just got an email from the state on yesterday, is the Palmer Wasilla Highway. We call it the Eastern Terminus.
Right.
As the highway comes into the city.
Right.
They will be doing work between Hemmer and the Roland Memorial.
Okay.
Which is right there. The cars. Light,
sure.
Cars,
got that.
Kind of Fred Meyer light there. That project is scheduled to start work mid-July.
Whoa.
This year.
Wow.
Yes.
Whoa.
Got that email yesterday, and I was, wow, that's quick.
Not only quick, I'm guessing that will be interesting.
It seems quick, but this project is actually, the state's been working on this for a long time.
Right.
So I think.
So what are they going to do there, though?
They are doing everything from fixing grades, drainage issues. They're doing some pathway paving, lighting signals, other signals going in, and then moving and installing some new utilities. And some of it is stuff that the city has asked for. Hey, we know
right.
we've got some utility requirements out on this road, but you know we don't want to pay to. Rip the road out to put something on.
So if it's going to happen,
can we get in there and do
coordination.
This?
Coordination. It's all
yes.
going to be done together.
Yes.
I love this.
So that project, as of right now, is scheduled to start mid-July
okay.
and be finished by July of next year, end of July.
Sounds wonderful. Okay. Well, Mike Malewski here with Inside the City, and we've been talking with the Public Works Director. And I want to thank you for taking the time to come in here and share late breaking news.
Thank you.
All the
I appreciate
rest of it. All right. Take care. Have a good day.